This morning's reading is from chapter Isaiah, and we're going to read, sorry, the book of Isaiah. We're going to read chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. The branch from Jesse. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of might, the spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy, with justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and in his resting place will be glorious. And his resting place will be glorious.
Thank you, Lynn. Nick, I'm going to pray for you as you come up and speak. Father God, thank you for Nick for the time and the preparation that he's put into this word. And I pray that as he speaks, you will anoint those words, that you will speak to our hearts and inspire us through what he brings from your word. Amen.
Thanks, Peter. Bit higher. So cheeky. How do I get away with it? Right, time to check the technology is working. Oh, it is. That's very exciting. Advent is something that excites Peter, as we've just found out. You like Advent. Yeah, like a bit of Advent. I like a bit of Advent. I especially like Advent like this. For me, this is what makes Worcester Baptist Church so special. It's like home. I feel at home when I'm here, standing in front of you, with you, running around the nave, the pews with you, surrounded by these signs, these symbols of home, family. The baby's been put back to bed. Mealtimes, celebrations, gathering, candles. It's a place that I feel safe. I feel safe in this place. But it's not quite right. There's something missing. We prayed about it. We just sang about it. There's something not fully perfect yet. Advent, as we were looking at last week, is about waiting. And we lit our first candle to think about waiting for hope. And we've lit another candle about waiting to remind us that we're also waiting for peace. But for me, Advent is also about anticipating. Anticipating what? Not just the arrival of the other Father Christmas. Sorry, Sean. Not just anticipating all those things that might also be coming. Another year? Another baby? Another house move? Another job move? Another minister? Ooh. What are we actually anticipating? Mandy last week was looking at a prayer, a vision of waiting and anticipation in Isaiah chapter 9. And this week we're continuing in our second of our Advent talks about thinking of the next vision, the next dream of Isaiah. Do you remember your dreams when you wake up in the morning? Some of us do. Thank God Isaiah remembered his living dream that was to come. For unto us a child is born. Isaiah prophesied, he envisioned for us all that perfect plan of God, where peace and hope are real. They're real because they're envisioned in this Messiah, this anointed one who is to come. And they're envisioned in what this Messiah is going to be like. Prince of Peace, wise counselor. I'm going to break out into Messiah Handel any second, aren't I? Let's carry that forward. Let's look at that child who is born. Do you recognize that picture? It's a wonderful window display in our own church of that other family scene. I hope if you're planning on having a baby, you're not going to have quite so many people in the room at the same time. Is the person at the back of that picture the innkeeper? What's someone called the midwife? Isaiah chapter 11 is another beautiful vision of the Messiah and what the Messiah is all about and what they're going to bring, what that day when the Messiah comes is going to be like, this anointed one of God, this rescuer, this deliverer, this savior. Isaiah chapter 11. Like the vision in chapter 9, the vision in chapter 11 springs out of the throne, the dynastic, sovereign, royal line of David. Jesse was the father of David, that first true king of Israel, the one who was anointed by Samuel, who was to be the savior of God's people Israel. And here in chapter 11, we see that reference again to that dynastic line, to Jesse and David. We see not only what this new Messiah is going to be like, but also what his messianic age is going to be like. What's going to characterize this person? And that root of Jesse has also been depicted. For unto us a child is born, and also a shoot will come up from the root of Jesse. That's a Jesse tree in Canterbury Cathedral, another fabulous church window. I prefer our one, personally. And Heather will tell us, if you go to Clane's Church, you'll see another wonderful Jesse tree on the floor of the chancel. If you look at the floor and the tiled mosaic on that floor, you'll see all of Jesus's dynastic line going all the way from Jesus to Joseph and Mary and eventually the King of Kings and Lord of Lords himself. So when I say to you, this Messiah, this Jesus will emerge from a stump of Jesse, what do you picture? A tree stump. Do you know what that is? Is that what you picture when you think of a stump, of what a stump might look like? Well, that in fact is a picture of what used to be this. Yeah, that even. Can you see that? Can you make that out in the lighting here? Yeah, it's a crime scene. It's the fallen, felled sycamore tree. Do you remember a story in the news? There's a documentary about it at the moment, about a national treasure, the sycamore gap tree in Northumbria on the Hadrian's Wall. Anyone been to it? Anyone seen it? Yeah, I thought there might be a few Scottish northeastern walkers amongst us. You might have also seen it on with Kevin Costner on Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. That's the other place where you might have seen it. It was featured in the movie. People were outraged when it was chopped down because, well, apart from being criminal vandalism, which led to 4 and a bit years in prison for those charged with criminal damage, it was the end of 120 years of tree gone overnight. What was beautiful and fruit-bearing and a wonderful meeting place full of memories and significance for a lot of people was just wiped away. And that felt wrong. That felt unjust. That taking away of something that a lot of people had an attachment to, a connection with, that symbolized so much. Not least because it had been the tree of the year in 2016. Well, what is our vision of Advent this year, 2025? What are we looking forward to? What is the stump of Jesse going to flourish and grow into? Why do we anticipate what is to come? Why are we never content with the present? Why are we always looking towards the horizon for a better tomorrow? Because, of course, there is so much that is unjust in our own lives, in the lives of those we love, in our world. What are you anticipating? Why is anticipation so important to us? Very shortly, I'm going to be teaching a teenager to drive. Anyone had that experience yet? Anyone been taught to drive? Not by a teenager. They tell me that an important part of learning to drive is anticipation. Is that right? Anticipating what the next loony on the road is going to do to you next. Sometimes anticipating fills us with a sense of worry, dread. Is something bad going to happen? Advent is anticipating joy. Advent is about, yes, looking to what's coming up ahead and trying to imagine it, to make it real, because it is real. God has promised it, And if God has promised it, it must be true, because his word is always true. God promised Jesus. He promised a Messiah. And lo and behold, his word was true. And so it is with the second coming of Jesus, when he returns in glory, when all that is unjust will be made right once again. I crave for true global justice. I know you all do, because we all pray for it daily. And we try in small ways by our lives and our life choices to bring justice for all that little bit closer. Isaiah's signs are signs of that justice coming ever closer. That stump of Jesse, that original King of Kings, will blossom and bloom and bear fruit and grow into something even more powerful. Regrown, restored, revived, returning things to how they're supposed to be. That kind of anticipating, how does that make you feel? Not like hitting the brake or taking some other maneuvering action. Doesn't that kind of anticipation want you to speed up and get closer to it? Bring it closer. We sang a moment ago, didn't we, about the longing to bring that day of restoration closer. When I read Isaiah during this season of Advent, my thoughts and prayers are filled with joy and heartache. And often my eyes are filled with tears. Tears, yes, of the joyful anticipation, but simultaneously with those tears of frustration that we're not there yet. There's so much injustice, so much destruction, so much deforestation of the Amazon. So much disappearing of the Antarctic, of the Antarctica. So my heart is often mixed and unsettled. Perhaps yours is too, holding together those two aspects of anticipating. Yes. Bye-bye, sycamore tree. When you come back, when the sycamore tree regrows, apparently there are something called basil shoots. Is that right? Yeah. Thank you. Selena's nodding. I'm not a horticulturist or an agriculturist, not even very cultured. But apparently these shoots are a promise of life. And there are loads of cuttings as well from that tree. And isn't that the kingdom of God? Isn't it those signs that help us with the anticipating? What are the signs that you've seen this week, that you've seen this day, that Jesus is coming? In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious. Isaiah talks of the sign of a banner on a high place. It's something that's visible. We need our spiritual eyes to look out for that banner in the shape that it's taking. He also gives us a very interesting picture of what the other signs are of this messianic age. In Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 to 9a, he talks about the wolf and the lamb. He talks about the calf and the lion living together. What are the signs that you've seen or heard that show that true sense of togetherness, where enemies, traditional, cultural, sometimes the reasons for the enmity have even been forgotten, but they're still enemies. Perhaps we have those enmities in our own midst, in our own lives. But the signs of Jesus coming in the fullness of his power is when those enemies are restored to friendship. That takes forgiveness. That takes true reconciliation. That takes mercy and courage and all those gifts that our loving God is ready to bestow upon us. So, let's recap and wrap up. This morning, we've been doing some more active Advent waiting and anticipating. The coming of the Messiah, the promised Saviour, who will be a descendant of Jesse and his son King David. Anticipating the messianic age that the Messiah will usher in, a time of true justice and righteousness for the whole world. How we need you, Messiah. How we long for you to come, Emmanuel, and come soon, Maranatha. Let's anticipate the coming of the root of Jesse with all our imaginations and all our wills. Let's anticipate the coming of Jesus in the fullness of his saving power to establish throughout the whole world his reign of peace, perfect peace, true justice for all. Let's anticipate the glorious second full coming of Jesus. I'll finish with a prayer of Advent blessing from an ancient Advent hymn. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Lord God, in your loving mercy, you have fulfilled your promise to rescue your people from the chains of sin and death through God the Son, Jesus, God with us. Through the Holy Spirit, fill our hearts and minds with the anticipation of his return. That glorious day when the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples and all the nations will rally to him. And his resting place will be glorious. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen.